first, would you give me your full name, please?
Gus.
And where were you born?
I was born in Addison, Alabama, which is Addison. It was the probably the northeast corner of Winston County.
Mm-hmm. Is that Addison?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and where do you live now?
We live out from Palo Light at where we have a camp out of Camp M. We're living right now. We built a camp out there for handicapped people and also for youth groups and camp meeting programs. I was born in Addison, and I was born in an old log saloon that was made in the Methodist pastures. My father was a, what you call a circuit riding preacher.
Uh-huh.
He had seven churches, and so he, I was born in this old log saloon that was made in the Methodist pastures there. Mm-hmm. And 2 years later, we moved to an old Northern Methodist church that was made in the parsonage, and my brother Pat was born in this old church, so that tells everybody I was born in the saloon, he was born in the church.
Was that still in Addison?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Let me stop and check the sound. What is your address now?
Haleyville, Alabama. And the box is
okay. How long have you lived in this area?
Well, I've lived here 12 years,
mm-hmm.
13 years that is. I moved here and I took a church, a rural church out in the rural area, and had three churches, and then I retired while I was here,
mm-hmm.
and we've built this camp then since I retired, so
mm-hmm.
my wife and myself, we've bought this, started buying this land about about 30 years ago, something like that, and so, and we bought 200 acres out here, and so we use it now for a camp.
How long did you live in Addison?
Well, I was born, I lived there about 4 years, and my father, he was, as I said, he was a preacher, and so we moved in that 4 years, after living there 4 years, we moved to a little place called Nauvoo, which is right close to the
mm-hmm.
edge of Winston County.
Yeah, I saw the sign for Nauvoo, and I wondered how to pronounce it, actually.
It's
I wasn't
Nauvoo.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I've just been the pastor down at Nauvoo for 3 years. I just finished my work down there when I had to have surgery, so I quit down there, and just about two or three, well, this last June.
And your age is?
I'm 65 years of age.
Okay, and your occupation?
Well, I'm a retired Methodist minister.
Have you always been a minister?
Yes, I have. I wasn't. As far as that goes, I was, I entered the ministry, you know, after 35 years ago. But I worked mm-hmm. at a defense plant, you know, some during the war period, I was handicapped then, see, and so I couldn't go to the
mm-hmm.
service. So, in fact, when I was about 17 years of age, I had a tuberculosis of the spine.
Ooh.
That caused the spine to decay and
mm-hmm.
pushed vertebrae out, caused
mm-hmm.
paralysis, my waist down for about a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I laid that away for about a year and a half,
okay.
And then I was had surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in the surgery, blood clots formed on my left side, my brain caught my whole right side to be partially paralyzed.
Oh.
I've been this way ever since I was 17 years old. I've learned to live with it,
mm-hmm.
and so it does not...